Praise God. Hallelujah. This morning, I wanted to share with you something that really burned into my heart. I know that is blessing for you, blessing for me. And many times in our life, this seems to be no way. Amen. But let me say to you, God will make a way where it seems not to be any way. Amen. God will make a way. Amen. Touch someone next to you and say, God will make a way where it seems to be no way. Amen. Amen. Praise God. The Apostle Paul writing a wonderful word in Philippians 2, 13 and 14. And if you have your Bible, please open it with me and look at what the Apostle Paul is saying here. Because if you don't look in, you probably don't understand what I'm going to talk about. You know, we an international church. We can speak any dialect you want. We can speak any culture you want. You know, we all understand. Amen. We all understand. Praise God. Verse 13, it said, for God who working in you both to will and to doing for his good pleasure, do all things without complying and without scheme, and you might become in contact with the Lord, with the presence of the Lord Jesus. Father, we pray this morning that your word will penetrate into our heart and will be established into our life, that we understand that without you, there is no way out. In Jesus' name we pray. So the Apostle Paul, he understood how God make a way where there seems to be no way. You know, when he wrote it, he said it is God, he working in your life to doing his will for you to be blessed into your life. You know, in order to be more like Jesus, we needed to allow the Holy Spirit of God to move in our life. It is impossible for a human things, but for God, nothing is impossible. Sometimes we find ourselves it's difficult to do it, or maybe it's impossible to succeed in our business, in our work, in our study, in our life, in our marriage, in our friendship, whatever it is. It is looking impossible that we can do it with the own strength. The sins that there is no way out in situations that we found ourselves sometimes. And I've been many times in situations that it was impossible to do it. But with God, nothing is impossible. Everything is possible for the Lord. God can make a way where sins to be no way. You know, I wanted to bring you to attention, it's very important. Abraham, for example, he was a great man of God, but he found himself in situation that he needed to take his son on the mount to sacrifice him, because that was God the privilege they wanted to give his only one son he has into giving to God. And this was a situation where the Abraham, he cannot see a way out. But we see that in just a little bit of the time, God provided a solution for this situation. In Genesis 22, 9 and 14, you'll see the full story. Abraham built an altar. He prepared an altar. He built an altar, put the wood on top of the altar. He prepared. But then they look around, it's no answer, no solution or nothing. He needed to get his son a light on top of the wood and prepare to get the knife in to kill his own son. You imagine this man in what situation is he looking to have in his life? His only one son. And immediately, in a second, the angel of the Lord spoke in from the heaven. He said, Abraham, Abraham, don't do any harm to your son. And Abraham looking, and I saw the ram was hooked up in a small bush. He picked him up, the ram, they swallowed with a knife and burned an offering to the Lord. Only God can do that, nobody else. But what Abraham had done in that moment, in a situation like that, he trusted of the Lord's provision. He called it a place, God is providing. Amen. God is providing. For your life to be God the provider, you needed to put the suit of the wearing of the king of a house where the Lord Jesus said. You remember what Brother Connor said this morning? There was a man that did not wear the suit of wearing, and when the king looked at him, he said, you are not worthy to be on this place. For you to have the impact from the Lord Jesus Christ, you needed to live under His anointing, under His presence, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Because if you want to do it on your own, you will never do it. You will never do it. It's important. We can sing this song. We can sing the song once we understand the God can truly, we can sing the song that we can say, God will make a way where seems to be no way. We're working hard. We think we can do it, but it's impossible to do it. It's difficult. Things we come and we face every day, no matter how big is the problem, or how difficult is your problem, whatever you face, if God is in your life, you can have the victory and you can sing. God will make a way where seems to be no way. God will make any provisional solution to any problem we are facing in our life. God is for us and not against us. Let me say once again, God is for us and not against us. Let's look into the Apostle Paul once again. Paul understood how God is making way when seems to be no way. He wrote, it is God who working about in us to do the will, and to doing is good things for you and I. We needed to allow the Holy Spirit, we needed to allow God to move in us, to establish the relationship with the power, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, I could not even say one word. Amen. Because He is the one who's speaking, and they teach me. And I want you to listen to understanding that He make a way in your life in every situation you are through. That the Spirit of God working in your life, in my life, they motivate us, they refine us, they prepare our life to be, to live a better life, to be prosperous in our situation. To be the lights of the world, to be, you know, I said to Sister Mary the other day at university, the way the people who dress this day at university, there is, you know, is not looking so good. Because many years ago, university was to prepare people to look in eyes, to be a business people for the future. And today, they don't care less. They just go there with the naive little clothes on. But you are Christian. You are the representative of Jesus into your life. You can be the lights of university. You can be the lights on the study. You can be the personality. You can be the one you can talk into the things that come around to this world. You can illuminate the place where you're living through. You can be the light that Jesus said to be. God is making a way. God is making a way when sins are to be no way. We can ask the Lord to teach us His way. Moses is right. Teach me your way. So I might know and continually to find favor in you. Moses is writing, Moses speaking to God, and he said, teach me your way, show me your way, and have a favor in my life so I can see your way. No one that can saw God like Moses. No one. Moses saw God face to face, amen. And they asking, Lord, teach me your way so I can be with you. Once we know the Lord, once we know the Lord in our life, David wrote, teach me your way, O Lord, and I will be walking in through your life. In Psalm 86, teach me your way, Lord. Asking the Lord to be a teacher, to be a professor, to be our guidance, to be the one who leading us. How Jesus can teach you? How He can be with you? Let me tell you something. Every morning before you do anything, if you're opening just a verse of the Bible and you read it, it is comforting to your life. Amen. It is comforting to your life. Every situation you've gone through and you're opening the book of the Lord Jesus, they guide you to be with you, to prosper you, to anoint you, to knowledge you. The law, God will be fill your life, knowledge your life. He will be spiritual wisdom into your life. He understands what you need. He knows what you need. He wants you to ask Him. And the Bible said, ask and you receive. Amen. Knocking, the door will be opened. If one door is closed, another excellence door will be opened. Amen. It is important. God will make a way. He provided for us whatever we need. If we ask in Him, He will give it to us. God make a way where there seems to not be no way. When you're asking, you knock on the doors and the door will be open. Amen. Jesus said, asking and they will be given to you. Seeking, it will be found to you. Knocking, and the door will be opening. Excellence door will be opening for you. There are many people in this world today, many people, they wanted to do their own things. They don't ask. They think they can do on your own. They think they can do better than anybody else. Let me tell you something. My problem, I always give it to Jesus. Amen. My problem, always giving to Jesus. When it seems to be no way, I ask, Lord Jesus, you can take the way for me. Amen. And I follow you. I'll be with you. I'll be with you every day. God promised to provide a way out for any problem. For whatever you're seeking, whatever you're knocking, whatever situation you are, whatever you're looking for, the door will be opening if you knocking and you're seeking and you're asking God. God will make a way when you think there's no way I can be way off this mess. If you want to be on your own way, then you face it consequently. You need to be working hard. Maybe you never go out of the problem. Isaiah writes, for my thoughts is not your thoughts. My plan is not your plan. My desire is not your desire. That's what the Lord said. Whatever you think is not what I think. Allow the Lord to work in through your life. Whatever problem, whatever you think a human being cannot be resolved, trust on the Lord. Trust on the Lord with all your heart. No lead on your own understanding, and lead in God's hands, and that He will take care of you. God will make a way where seems to be no way. David wrote it. Wash me. Wash all of my iniquity. And clean my sin. Restore the joy of my salvation. And grant me the spirit of my life. This is what the King David wrote in. You know, the King David, he made a mistake in his life. But he's one of the most powerful men that we can discover today. The reason why this man is the most powerful man that we can discover today, because he said, Lord, wash me. Lord, save me. Lord, restore me the joy of my life and the joy of my salvation. I make a mistake every day of my life, but you can take me through and you can make a joy and strength in my life and success. And I'm going to tell you something, that the King David, the Bible said, is the most powerful king that this world will never have. The kingdom is still today because it represented Jesus. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy 3:16-17, oh God, teach me, correct me, train me, provide me, righteous me, provide for me, ask the Lord to fix your mistake. Hello? Ask the Lord to fix your mistake. Amen. Ask the Lord to fix your mistake. But you can say, Lord, I can't fix it. Whatever you can't fix, He will fix it for you. But the important thing is that you need to fix your mistake, what the physical you can do it. Whatever you can do it. You know, always I say to myself, when Jesus asked Lazarus to come out of the tomb of the 4 days, why they said to the two sisters, they said, remove the rock from the tomb. You know, I can always have a struggle to understand that, because Jesus' power can move the rock with his own finger. But then don't do that, he said to the sister. He said, move the rock. These two poor women was crying for 4 days and 4 nights. And Jesus said, remove the rock. Because when you remove the rock from your heart, Jesus can do it where nobody else can do it. Nobody can say, Lazarus came out of the tomb. No one have the power, but Jesus can have the power. And so he used the power to show you that what you can do, you left it doing. Sometimes we want Jesus to do everything for us. Amen. But Jesus asks you to do it. I'm looking to buy the house next door. And I'm looking at every possibility in my power to do it. But then, whatever I can't do, God will do it for me. God will do it for me. Ask the Lord to fix your situation. God will make a way when it seems to be no way. When you fix your eyes in Jesus, the author, the perfection of the faith. When you fix your eyes in Jesus, the author, the perfection of the faith, you will succeed in your life. Amen. When you fix your eyes in Jesus, Jesus is the only way to the heaven. Nobody else. Jesus is the perfect way to God. There will be no other person in this world. There is no other person in this world that can take you to heaven. I have a conversation all the time. Every church that bring you to heaven. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Every religion will talk about God. Every road that bring you to Rome. Let me tell you something. Not every road that will take you to Rome. Many years ago, I found myself on the bush, that road that will not continue anyway. Not every road that will bring you to Rome, believe me. This is just the trick of the devil. Whoever brings you to heaven is Jesus and not other religion. Not even the ICC in Newcastle, amen. Because you needed to fix your eyes in Jesus, amen. I know a person for 27 years in Newcastle. He's a very good friend of mine. I respect him. He seems to be a good Christian. He went to every church that Newcastle existed, and now he's got back again. Probably will come to this church not belong. But he never found one that's correct, that's suitable for him. But I said to him the other day on the phone, I said, "Is no one is perfect. But Jesus does. You better stop and looking for the perfect church, looking for the perfect of the faith in Jesus, and stop serving him, whatever he needed you to do, amen. Serving him, establish yourself and serving God. That's the important thing. That's the important thing. God is opening the door for you to serve him. You know, he not just wants you to sit there on the seat and listen to our good message or beautiful song that we sing. He wants you to use you. He wants you to be part of the ministry. He wants you to get involved with whatever you're doing for the Lord. God will be giving to you 100% more. Paul writes, I can do everything in God who strengthens me. I can do everything to Christ who gave me the strength and the power to do it. Now, for Paul to say, I can do anything to Christ to strengthen me. So he said, with Christ, I can do anything. Who strengthened me, they gave me the power to do it. Because by myself, I cannot do it. I cannot do it. With the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Spirit, God will make a way where it seems to be no way. When you ask the Holy Spirit to intercede for your life, when you ask the Holy Spirit to intercede into your life, you will have a success in whatever you're doing. You have a success in your study. You have a success in your marriage. You have a success in your business. You have a success in your family. You have a success in the church. You have a success in whatever you put your foot on your hands are true. But let me tell you something. You'll have to fix your eyes in Jesus. Amen. The perfecting of the faith. The perfection of our faith. The Holy Spirit interceding to the sons according to God's will. You know, according to God's will. Amen. You know what the will is mean? The will means that you're doing something according to that structure that is there. Amen. The will, that means that you're doing what is God want you to do. But Pastor, how am I going to do what God wanted me to do? And you have a look on the Bible. Amen. He will explain to you. He will explain to you. He will provide it for you. Amen. God will make a way where seems to be no way if he will provide it for all I need. To many people, wasted a lifetime and do the own thing and do the own thing and don't even ask God at all. You know, I see people who proceed and succeed in everything they're doing. When even to buy a car, they come to me and say, Pastor, can you pray for my car? It is a wonderful thing they're doing. It's one thing, whatever you're doing, a business or whatever you're doing, a relationship or anything, asking God first and get together with your leaders of your church and pray together, because that is the will of God that wants you to be embracing God's power. And many people don't do that. Jesus wants us to be focusing Him into the kingdom, to the righteousness, to the promise, and ask the Lord to guide you, to make you, you know, to make you the lifestyle that you desire to be. God giving to us a gift, and the gift is that we manage to do it. So I mean, us, we have a gift of pastors, a gift of prophet, evangelism, a preaching, teaching, and many other gifts in the church. The unity of the Spirit make a success into the church life. Let me to conclusion, because I saw some people that wanted to go home. They want to run before I finish because they're scared to shake my hands. I want to conclude with this. Ask the Lord to help you. Ask the Lord to help you, to cooperate with you, to guide you, to give you wisdom and understanding. Amen. How, Pastor Tony, how are I going to get the wisdom? Now, the Bible is telling us that when we need something, whatever it is, to get together to pray, and pray, God give us wisdom. You know, when I look at the life of King Solomon, the most prosperous man in the business that this world will ever have, he asked the Lord to provide him with the wisdom. Amen. With the wisdom. Wisdom succeed in everything you're doing. Now, is Christ operating in full with Christ, with the body of Christ, the gift that we have, we need it to put it in action in our life. No one it can be better than Jesus. Jesus never failed once. Amen. He never failed once. He never sinned once. He was a perfect. And the perfection they have, he took iniquity on the cross of Calvary. He nailed on the cross and give you freedom and spiritual power to do succeed and to have everything you need. James wrote it. If anyone of you is needing wisdom, let him ask into God. Get together with the man and woman of God and pray and trust on the Lord, and that He will supply you every need. He will give you every knowledge. He will give you every wisdom, everything that you're looking for, because God already put in for you on the cross of Calvary. For anyone who asks, it should be received in Jesus' name.